This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we're talking off air about Twitter. Jack Dorsey, I guess, is the guy that is the CEO of Twitter, right?
Yep.
They're currently in a little squabble with the White House for President Trump. And it's all about misinformation being on Twitter and how he's going to stop it. And my simple comment is this, and it's not political in any way whatsoever. My comment is this, on social media, how are you going to stop misinformation? I don't know how you can do it.
You can't.
It's low. That's all it is misinformation on there, right?
No.
There's not enough people in the world that you could have even on your team monitoring all the stuff on social media.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything I see, I mean, go to Facebook for an example.
That
Facebook.
Falcon did pick up that baby.
Yeah, prime example right there.
I don't know how they're going to do that. I just don't know how you're going to do it, because I can go on, you can go on, Carson, you can go on, you can make up anything you want right now and post it to Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and nobody will know if it's true, if it's a lie, if it's all made up. Nobody will know.
Well, and I think we had the perfect example with the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Remember?
Exploding in your car.
That thing was all over Twitter.
Everywhere.
This story came out several days ago. Hand sanitizer left in your car in the summer will make it explode. It'll blow up in your car. Turned out two days later.
We shared it. We posted it. We reposted it. I reposted it. You reposted it. We all shared it. Like,
and guess who it
careful,
came from?
Be careful. You got to get it out of your car.
Yeah.
It's going to explode.
The experts said it.
Yeah, the experts. That's where you got to be weird.
Not only that, I'll give you another example. You know, a controversy right now is that picture that you were talking about earlier this morning of Khloe Kardashian. And it's all photoshopped, right? Part of the necklace is missing or something. It doesn't even look like her. And it was posted. And it's been everywhere. That's a lie.
That's misinformation?
Yeah, because it's completely photoshopped. It doesn't even look like her. So how are you going to stop it?
Well, and Mark Zuckerberg did an interview, because everybody's saying exactly what you're saying. And now he's kind of coming back on it a little bit.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, a little bit. He just talked to Washington Post. And he said, let's see here, Mark. He backed his stance of largely not interfering now with politician posts on the company's platform, as President Trump is expected to sign an executive order that would make it easier for regulators to hold social media companies liable for. But basically what he goes in and says, look, I can't figure out what's all a lie. We don't have time to research all this crap. We just don't want to harm people. So we just don't want anybody to post anything that is harmful or dangerous.
Right.
So that's what he's saying now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he's
so that's for Facebook.
Yeah, don't they own Twitter?
No.
Okay.
No, completely different.
Oh, okay.
Facebook they own Instagram.
Owns, yeah, Instagram.
Okay, so he said, our policy is going to stay the same. What the hell ever? I mean, he didn't say it, but he said, our policy is not to fact check, because it's too...
Well, even newspapers.
Yeah.
And websites said our newspaper, you know, New York Times, whatever, Denver Post, for one. I mean, they get information wrong all the time.
He says the company, however, will take down content that is perceived to be harmful, such as drinking Clorox to cure a disease.
Look, another example.
That makes sense.
Another example.
That would be a good idea to take that down. Yeah, yeah.
Our show, for an example.
Right.
We get things wrong all the time.
Yes. I mean, Schmidl thought the bathhouse on Colfax that's going to be shut down for good was for gay men.
Yeah, he thought it was a gay massage parlor.
It was just the wrong bathhouse. I got him confused.
Nice try on the same.
You should know your bathhouses.
Exactly.
All right, so what's this Hot Pockets thing?
Oh, my God. All right, so. All right,
it's from Twitter, right?
Yes, okay. I got this from Twitter just now. But this one's true, because the guy's there in handcuffs. So the alarms at Wells Fargo in San Diego went off, and a guy broke a window, and, here's the story.
A California man was busted for breaking into a bank.
So he could, get this, use the microwave to heat up Hot Pockets.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
He broke into to use the microwave to heat up a Hot Pocket?
Do you blame him?
I've never had a Hot Pocket.
What?
I've never had
one. Are you a human?
I've never had one either.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, I've never eaten one.
No wonder you guys are, plugs and outlets.
we'll get back to this.
A California man was busted for breaking into a bank.
So he could, get this, use the microwave to heat up Hot Pockets. The man was arrested after shattering the window of the San Diego Wells Fargo branch early yesterday morning. Surveillance cameras caught him going into the bank and into the break room and using the microwave. A canine unit eventually went in and got him.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. All that for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yes, worth it.
I mean, he could have gone to a gas station, but,
he's a hell yes, it was worth it. It's a Hot Pocket.
How have you never had a Hot Pocket?
It's just something that I've never bought. I've never bought a Hot Pocket. Never used one. Or eaten one.
I've never used one to slap somebody silly with.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. All that for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yes,
Bert. Hell yeah.
I agree with him.
It's a Hot Pocket. But the only problem, BJ, I'll just tell you, if you decide to try your hand at the Hot Pocket, it is molten lava. And when they say let it cool for a minute, they're not lying, because you're like, I could probably defy the odds against this Hot Pocket and the heat.
Really?
You bite into it, and the skin off the roof of your mouth comes off in your hand.
Every time.
Because you think somehow you're more powerful than a Hot Pocket.
Really? I've never tried one. Never eaten one. I have this thing, though. I don't eat anything that's prepared in a microwave. I'm totally against.
I'm die at my house of starvation.
Wouldn't last an hour.
I'm just saying that it's something that I've just never really cared for.
You know what my son
for.
Does? I go, hey, do you want some? What do you want for dinner? He's like, oh, I'm going to make a micro meal. It's a microwave meal.
Yeah.
That's all he knows.
That's all he knows.
Yeah, it's micro meal.
Poor kid.
Because it really is.
They should take that kid away.
It's a horrible life he has. They make good ones now.
The man meals?
Like the Power Bowls is what he eats.
Oh, okay.
It's like all protein. They're called Power Bowls. And they're really good for you. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I've never.
I'm gonna bring some samples.
Okay. And let me say, I've never, ever gotten something that I've cooked in the microwave and I've been happy with.
Okay.
The only
thing
comes close is popcorn. I'll do popcorn because it's a pain to do it the other way. But I will do popcorn every now and then. Like I've done it here at work sometimes. But I never eat anything that's been prepared. I'm talking about prepared from the from scratch, whatever, in a microwave.
You mean
I don't like it.
Prepared from scratch.
Well, I'm saying it's not like heating up something like that you've already prepared on the stove and you heat it up
like the leftovers. Okay.
I'm talking about something that originally gets cooked in a microwave.
I cannot bring you meals. Okay,
like the man frozen meals.
So no, I got better than that. The popper.
The popper.
Yeah, the poppers with the cream cheese in
the
middle.
No way.
Yes.
No, Jamie.
The poppers. I'm bringing those tomorrow.
That's a disgrace to cook that. You've got to do poppers. Either you do it in the oven or you do it deep fried.
They're already deep fried. You just heat them up in the microwave.
No, I agree with him, though. Those have to be in the oven.
I'm going to fight you both.
Those definitely have to be in the oven. Like the Fridays ones that they sell, those are so good.
That's the ones I'm talking about. Number two, the pretzel, the soft pretzel. It's an art, really. You take the soft pretzel, right, and you run it under the water a little bit, and then you sprinkle that salt on there, right? And then you put another plate on top of it, 30 seconds, the soft pretzel from the movie theater.
What's happened to you?
That is so delicious.
What's happened to you?
Have you ever had that?
No, and I would never eat it. I would never eat it. It sounds, it doesn't sound right.
Big soft pretzel. The big one from the movie
we
theater.
We need to trust her because all she cooks is on a microwave. So she knows all the tricks.
I'm like a microwave chef.
She cooks on the microwave because she has an oven that doesn't work.
Okay, I got another one. The broccoli and cheese. Have you had that one? Have you had that one?
No.
Oh my God! It's broccoli and cheese. You put it. I'm gonna bring all this for you. You're gonna freak out.
I'm telling you. I think that a lot of people are like me. They don't really care for microwaved food. Now, if you're gonna heat something up the next day, maybe some soup or something. I'm okay with that, I guess. But for the most part, I'm just not. I don't like
it. They have literally made these meals perfect. They're at perfection. Don't you agree? Some of them are at perfection.
I'm not a fan of the frozen meals like the man meals. But Hot Pockets, I'll do. I'll do some stuff in the microwave, but I'm not going to cook my meal in the microwave.
You guys don't understand. The cheese sticks? What about cheese sticks?
No, oven.
Cheese sticks.
Oven.
Oven. Oh, deep fried. Oh, shut up.
I'm going to bring in some food tomorrow. I'm going to make it for you, and you're going to love it. You're going to be like, God, I didn't need to go to all this trouble.
Can we have a buffet?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like it.
Guess what? The good news is I wash my hands.
But if I'm honest tomorrow and tell you that I don't like it,
I'm going to beat you to a bloody pulp.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
I'm excited.
But I'm going to be honest.
You're going to love the Hot Pocket.
So good.
Oh, shut up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.